My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and today the rubber meets the road. We're geared up and talking trucks, new trucks, cool trucks, truck accessories, and plain old trucking. We'll be joined by four trucks, and we'll be giving away a case of Blue Magic upholstery shampoo for your filthy rig. To take a break from your hectic Fix It Up Life and hit the streets with us, it's going to be a wild ride, and it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life. Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East Store or locate a distributor in your area.
And welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa. Hi, baby.
Hi, hon. I'm excited for today's show.
Today's show is going to rock.
It is going to rock, and I'm kind of sad that we didn't take the truck in this morning to the station.
Would have been apropos in as much as this is the My Fix It Up Life truck show.
It is a truck show, but unfortunately, in our truck, we can't fit five people.
We could fit him in the back, suitable for children.
Well, the reason why we need five people, we didn't acquire another child, but we're towing our babysitter Tara home today.
Good thing we have a tow package.
We do have a tow package, but not for Tara. We love her.
No. We are bringing her back home. She's looking after both children today.
Lexi and
Jack.
We love that.
Yeah, they're at college today.
They are at college. Lexi's been excited because we come to do our radio show, and she gets to visit our babysitter at her college.
Yeah.
So she, you know, like, gets to get the college experience and everything like that. So that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
But trucks is our son Jack's, like, favorite thing.
Yeah, it's his top one subjects.
Top one. Yeah, definitely.
Trucks, buses, bulldozers, tractors. Basically anything with an internal combustion engine in it that's not a car.
Yeah, you know, like any kind of vehicle goes by Jack, and he, like, his mouth goes down a little bit. Like, he just,
He stops walking.
He stops running. He stops doing what he's doing. And he runs to the front door whenever he hears, like, the borough guys. We live on a street where, like, the borough garage is located.
And for the rest of the world that doesn't operate on
a borough system,
it
town.
Would be sort of like town or village.
Exactly. Yeah. We live in a small town. It's 0.8 square mile.
Yeah.
And we live across the street, basically, from the garage. And, you know, like,
which, again, for those of you who don't work in the garage would be the DPW.
Yeah, basically. And so what kind of trucks are housed there at the garage?
Oh, they've got dump trucks. They've got a front-end loader. They've got it all. Pickup trucks.
The street cleaner.
The street cleaner. I mean, that's like it landed on the moon.
Well, and our street is always the first one plowed and continuously plowed, too, because that's where the plows are.
Yeah, that's where they originate and go back to. Sometimes I don't even know it snowed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a very exciting place for a young man of two to live because there's always a parade of trucks going by. And another thing that Jack has introduced me to, you know, before Jack, when it was just Lexi, we never watched monster trucks on television.
No, we didn't.
No, it was more of the fairy princess variety of programming.
Beautiful, wonderful Dancerella, where I would pass out.
I could
be walking through the room and have narcolepsy.
Yeah, then
drop like a stone.
The Bella Dancerella Studios.
God almighty.
make your good better and your better best. And, you know, everyone's smiling and having a good time.
Yeah, and it's all gentle and everything.
Yes.
But Jack digs the Monster Jam show that's on every day on the Speed Channel.
It's
at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, so we catch it a lot of mornings. You know, and his favorite truck, he has a favorite, too. It's the Gravedigger truck.
It's true.
Yeah.
He lights up a little brighter.
Uh-huh.
When it's Gravedigger, then it's the other cars. But there's Superman, there's Batman.
Yes.
There's one that looks like a dog of sorts.
Yeah, with actual, if you haven't seen this, it's hilarious to just, like, check it out once, and you know, just once.
Because
they actually have tails and ears, and they're, like, the tires are how big?
Oh, they're 8. They got to be 8-foot diameter,
and,
if not 10.
And they go in the air, like, 30 feet.
Well, this is the part that I really came to appreciate watching it. You know, I hadn't seen it since it was the Ford Bigfoot, like, way back. And it's easy to make fun of it, but they're really going 40 feet in the air.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's a professional sport.
Well, today we are talking about trucks. We're not talking exactly about the monster truck variety, though, but we're going to be talking about work trucks.
Yeah, we're joined by Doug Scott from Ford Motor Company.
And he is actually at the Big Ford Truck Roundup in Texas, which sounds like a totally cool event.
That's where you lasso an F-250 and try to bring it home.
You got to be lassoing them or something. Like, what truck do you drive to then lasso another truck?
Texas is the biggest truck market in the country.
Really?
Yes. And if you lived in Texas, you would want what we have up for grabs, which is a case of leather care gel from Blue Magic. And had I not done a video for this, for Popular Mechanics, and it lives at the Blue Magic website, I guess, BlueMagicUSA.com, I wouldn't believe it. It works like a champ.
Really?
Yeah, it's like one of those things you see on TV.
Well, it's like, you know, the Rockwell's Jaw Horse, the same thing.
Yeah.
People ask you all the time, is it really as good as you say it is on TV? And it really is as good.
It's better than you say on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all happening next.
On My Fix It Up Life.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
My Fix It Up Life, and I'm sitting next to my handsome husband, Mark.
And I'm sitting here with a list of awesome products, finds, as it were, for trucks.
For Fix It Up finds, darling?
I appreciate the compliment, sweetheart. You look fabulous, by the way.
Oh.
My first Fix It Up find, don't know the modifier there. My wife's shoes.
Oh.
Stratospherically high heels.
I wore my new red high heel shoes in honor of the truck show.
Yes.
Yes.
She decked out.
I did. You know, if you're going to climb up into, you know, a hot truck, you got to wear hot shoes.
Decked out and rigged up.
That's kind of my thing. But
yeah.
I've got a Fix It Up find I wanted to share before you get, you know, you jump through the truck aisle.
Yeah, Nation, by the way, get ready for me to talk for about, I don't know, hour.
Exactly. Well, one thing I wanted to talk to you about is the hybrid trucks. You know, there's been a little bit of chatter about it in the last couple of years.
They've been working on it.
They have. And, you know, I don't know if you've heard about that Dodge this past year said that they were going to produce a gas-electric hybrid version of the Ram 1500 pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they decided to pull the plug on the project. So this is a find that you can't find.
Oh, good. Here's something else. The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
The unfix-it-up find.
Yeah. Fix-it-up can't find it.
They said that they looked at the numbers and they just weren't there to produce that particular model. And they were talking about the number of buyers who might be looking for the hybrid over the standard gas engine pickup. And they were basing it on the sales of the Chevy Silverado 1500 and the GMC Sierra 1500.
Okay.
That were introduced last year.
Oh, we reviewed early models of that when I was way back at Tools of the Trade. We saw the first ones that existed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was, I think it was a Chevy. Anyway,
Well, I'm curious about the whole hybrid truck market, and I'm going to ask Doug from Ford later on in the show what's his take on it.
Like the industry.
The industry perspective.
Where's the technology, that kind of thing.
Well, and, you know, the buyers have to be there. I mean, it's not just about the technology. It's, you know, are people wanting, truck buyers.
Yeah.
Into hybrid.
Right.
All right. Now you can just go screaming through your fix it up signs. I'm ready. I'm going to put my seatbelt on and I'm just strapped in, ready to go.
See how you stayed with it? Mm-hmm. See how you stayed with the automotive
safety first,
light
dear.
Motif?
Safety first.
All right. I'm putting
on. Got my GPS all strapped on and, you know, I know where you're going, baby.
GPS. All right. Here we go. Something I've always wanted, either a need for or just to plain old have.
Scared.
Snowplow.
Yes, I know.
I know, and anyway, this is the 10-year-old boy in me talking, but it's also the licensed contractor. And there's a cool plow, and I've seen it floating around in years past, but usually you see the steel plows on trucks. This is a polycarbonate plow.
Okay.
So I don't want to say it looks like clear plastic, but that's what it looks like.
Okay.
Polycarbonate. So super durable plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom part that goes on the street is steel, of course. And Snowway plows.
Really?
That's Snow, S-N-O-W-A-Y.
Oh, that's the name of the company?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were making a pun.
No, they made the pun. It's their company.
So the company's name is Snowway that makes this polycarbonate snow plow.
And they make a million plows.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular one, I think it's a Model 26
mm-hmm.
polycarbonate plow. It's kind of a hybrid for if you have a small truck like we do,
mm-hmm.
or you have a full-size truck and you use it like sometimes in the winter, parking lots, driveways, that kind of thing. Or you just have a ton of land or a mile-long driveway.
Okay.
Totally cool. And that's their bottom of the line.
Okay.
I could keep talking just about this one.
But let's move on.
Ugh.
Let's plow our way to the next fix-it-up find.
All right. Another one must have if you're a professional contractor, you're really serious about fixing up your house,
mm-hmm.
or you go canoeing or mountain biking or whatever on the weekends, and you need to put stuff in the bed of your truck,
mm-hmm.
Track Rack's T-Rack.
Oh, we have that, don't we?
We have that.
Yeah.
I've used it time and time and time again.
And it has those little clippy things you can put the bikes on it and everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's aerodynamic in as much as it tucks behind the cab of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Even the rails are oval-shaped, so there's no, like, wind and road noise and stuff behind you. And they have attachments for it, so you can load lumber or you can put your bike on there, which we've done both.
And where can you find information about that?
That's Track Rack, TRACRAC.com.
Okay.
And that makes life 1,000 times easier. Another thing that makes life 1,000 times easier, again, if you're using it recreationally or professionally, is a truck box.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there are a lot of truck boxes out there, but for my money, the only ones that really do you much good for hauling anything other side, like besides a map or something, are ones that are deep enough. And Cobalt Tools, KOBALTTOOLS.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Lowe's imprint. They make a deep one. So you can put in toolboxes, a compressor, a case of, say, beer if you weren't
driving. Well,
see,
that's what
anywhere.
I was thinking about. Is we've actually used our truck box
as a cooler
for parties. And, you know, you at the end of the day, you can use it to cool off your beer.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you always have to make the distinction. That's when you take the keys and hang them on the hook.
Yes.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. not. We're not condoning mixing the two things.
No.
Without,
at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, when
yeah.
you're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do we have left? Because I only have about two more hours of these.
We have time for one more, Mark.
One more. Okay.
So pick your favorite next one, and then we're going to go
one
to break.
One more. Wiper blades.
Okay.
Gotta have good wiper blades, whether you're screeding off mud from the job site or you're racing underneath a blizzard to get to Stowe Mountain for a St. Patrick's Day ski weekend.
Oh, we did that a few years ago, and we had an awful time with the wiper blades. And then Mark actually ran into one of the stores to buy new wipers,
yeah.
and then the guy said, this is the kind that the snowplow guys use.
In Vermont.
So they had to be pretty serious.
Yeah, so those are Rain-X wiper blades. Check them out at rainx.com.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix-It-Up Life.
Popular Mechanics magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out PopularMechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at PopularMechanics.com. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life on our truck show. I've got my beautiful wife here, Teresa.
Oh, and I've got my handsome husband.
Sweet. We're taking off my shirt.
We're doing some flirting today.
Yeah, we are.
Well, you know, this is like our date every week because the kids are with the babysitter for this special hour. We're doing our radio program, and it's a nice opportunity for us to, you know, spend time together, look at each other in the eye, and chat.
And like, actually talk to each other. Like, we talk all week.
Well, you know,
it's like, can you do this? Have you been there?
It's how husbands, wives, mommies, daddies talk to each other. It's all about trying to get everything done and, you know, survive and everything. And
get the baby to bed. Go to sleep already.
Aw.
Love you, Jack.
Oh, seriously. Oh, but, you know, I do want to say something, though.
What is that? Is this a confession?
No, it's not a confession. But I do want to give some props out, though, to our neighbors.
Yeah.
Because we were gone for the remodeling show a few weeks ago, and, you know, we were gone for several days, and, you know, we had a friend stop by the house.
Right.
And it just so happens that the friend is actually
a police officer.
And so our
on duty.
I know. So
the station's right behind us.
So our neighbors approached us when we got back. Is everything okay? Is everything okay? And the whole thing. But also, you know, the same neighbor, Yolanda, you know, we were gone for an afternoon one day, and the hose exploded.
Yeah, the hose, it had a little pinhole in it that turned into a gusher.
And she went out around the neighborhood, tried to find out what it was, and then she turned our hose off and everything.
She actually got somebody else to do it.
Oh, yeah, because she had broken her
She had broken her shoulder or something, couldn't turn the thing. So then she went the extra mile to get somebody else and say, hey, their hose exploded.
So I just want to say My Fix It Up Life is more than just about our family. It's our neighbors, too. It's just so awesome to live in such a great community.
It is. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Well, I just wanted to just, you know, talk about that for a second.
So thank you, Mario and Yolanda.
Thank you so much. And, you know, we got a question from one of our fans, a question about renting equipment.
Oh, equipment rental. Lots can go right. Lots can go wrong.
Yes. And the question is, it's something, you know, that is a very basic question, and it's, do you need a special license to rent equipment?
99% of the time, they'll give you anything.
True.
50,000-pound excavator, where do you want it?
But the thing about it is that you really need to know a little bit more about it before you go out and rent equipment. Like, you watch Desperate Landscapes with Jason Cameron or something, and they're always coming in with, like, I don't know, front-end loader or something like that. It's just like, you know.
I think that show owns a Toro Dingo, but that is a really rentable, very useful tool. We used it in our pergola project.
Yes.
But, yeah, people, they're like, the small stuff is fairly easy to operate, but then one of the mistakes people make is they turn it into a game, and they're popping wheelies in their yard, and it's fun, but it's not a toy.
No, and tools aren't a toy, no matter what size cool it is. Right. Anything from a hammer all the way up to a dump truck. I mean, seriously.
And not saying don't have fun, don't enjoy using it, but it's not a game.
It isn't.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things you need to think about before you rent equipment, Mark?
Well, geez, you know, you need to walk the property. You need to make sure if it's a larger size item, like a tractor of some sort or a dump truck or even a dumpster for that matter, that you can get it into your property.
Yes.
Second thing is...
And look at power lines, too.
Up and down.
Up and down and sideways and every which way.
That's a good way to put it.
And understand that your lawn might get torn up, too.
Or your driveway scratched.
Yes.
So you've got especially something on tracks.
And then the thing, too, is towing it.
Well, yeah, if you're driving your own truck, for example, you can pick some things up, like a Toro Dingo, like a Bobcat, like a wood chipper.
Mm-hmm.
But is your truck big enough? And will the rental company check that for you?
Yes, and when we rented the aerial lift recently...
Yeah, from Modern Group here.
We had to check the specs on the truck to make sure that it had the tow capacity that it needed to have.
And usually what they're looking for there is an appropriate gross vehicle weight.
Yeah.
And that is inside your door. Usually inside the panel of the door, and there's a label of specs, you know, and it'll show your GVW, among other things.
Yes, it's very important that you know that you can actually not only go and get the equipment, know how to use it, be trained on it when you go and rent it, but also be able to tow it to your project as well, and understand how long you need it for.
Yeah, yeah, and there's one more thing. Walk through the entire operation before you leave the rental yard, whether you're renting a chainsaw, an angle grinder, or a 40-foot aerial lift.
Mm-hmm.
Walk through the whole thing with the guy. Make sure if he doesn't know that what's going on, well, I think this is how you do it. Make him go get a mechanic who knows how to use it. You know where all the buttons are. And then if something gets ahead of you on the project, you know, something
you need
changes.
To have a phone number of the guy that knows how to use it, because that happened with us at the aerial lift. We had a little bit of a glitch thing that happened, and we got confused when we brought it home, and we needed to have the number of the guy who knew how to use it so we could get him on the line.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, you're supposed to flip that switch, then the other switch.
But speaking of on the line, we have a caller on the line, Mark.
Oh, it's lit up like the Vegas Strip.
It is like the Vegas Strip. You know, Mark's throwing down the dollar bills every which way in the studio.
Yeah. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but whom do we have on the line? Breaker, breaker.
Hello?
Hello, yes, who's there?
This is Nick.
Hi, Nick. Welcome to My Fix It Up Life. How are you today?
Good, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well. It's a nice day, and we're having a good time. We're talking trucks today.
Well, I have a truck story.
You do?
I love stories because, you know what, now I don't have to do anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because usually it's a question, you know, Nick. It's like, hey, Mark and Teresa, I have to do this wildly complicated assembly installation. Do you know, can you answer my question?
So we can hold hands and listen to Nick tell a story.
Yeah, so Nick, tell your story and we're going to take a nap.
Okay.
All right. Well, it all began about a year and a few months ago. I bought my first house. It's a duplex.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. And it needs some work. And that's when it all began. That's when I started finding all my friends that had trucks. And I'd ask them if I could borrow it for this project or that project.
Oh,
it's a vicious cycle. Because once it starts, it's hard to, you know, break that cycle because, you know, you have five friends and they're all good to let you borrow the truck maybe once.
Yes.
Maybe twice. I'm trying to stagger them so you're not hitting the same guy up at the same time. But inevitably, your schedule doesn't match up with their schedule, or they're just not available. So you're all charged to do something that's a weekend project, and you have no transportation. So what happened, actually, was I borrowed a friend of mine's truck who I worked with, and I have a car, and it's a manual transmission. And he swore to me he knew how to drive stick.
Not going to go well.
So I trusted him.
Mm.
Letting me borrow his truck, right?
There's your mistake right there, Nick, trusting anyone.
Aww.
Yeah. Sorry.
I borrowed his truck for the project I needed to do on it, and he kept it for the day while he was at work. And I get a call. I work night shifts, so sometimes, you know, I'm up real late. I get a call at 3 a.m. Dude, I don't feel comfortable driving your car. I'm like, well, what do you mean? He's like, I don't feel comfortable driving. I said, well, I need the truck in the morning. I said, I'll switch back with you, you know, later in the day, but figure it out because it's 3 a.m. and I'm sleeping. So I finally got my car back, and the clutch short of it was burned out.
Oh, no.
He did that in a day?
What's that?
He did that in a day? Holy God.
He did that in the course of 30 minutes. Practicing.
Not funny.
So sorry about that.
He said it made a really funny sound and then a really awful smell, but he didn't understand.
Oh, Mark does that every day, actually. He makes a funny sound and a smell.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He just told me he wasn't comfortable driving, and he didn't tell me he burn out my clutch. So I didn't know until I got in the car, and I'm going up the hill in second gear, and then all of a sudden I start rolling backwards. So I ended up taking it and getting repaired, and it's a German car. It's a Volkswagen, and it was pretty hefty price for the repair, over $1,000. So that's when I decided I need to find a truck of my own. I was actually fortunate enough, a friend of mine who was in the Marines with had just gotten back from Iraq, and as he was upgrading, he was a carpenter, and he had a work truck, and he had it for 10 years. It's a 1999. It's a Ford F-150, six-cylinder, manual transmission, bare-bones, quarter-ton truck. And he was upgrading to a 2010 F-150 for his business.
Okay.
And they're giving him a really low ball on the trade-in because it had high mileage. Now, it had 200,000 miles on it, but when we were in the Marines with him, we were motor transportation. So this thing was kept in MAC. All the services were done. All the oils were changed. It didn't leak or anything.
He knows what he's doing maintenance-wise.
Right.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
Oh, no problem. And when they saw the mileage in the year, they said, well, we'll give you a couple $100 for it. And he said, now this truck's worth more. So I just happened to run into him. He told me he's upgrading trucks. I said, hey, were you selling yours? I actually bought his truck for less money than it cost to fix my Volkswagen.
No way.
You're a genius.
Wow. I'm going to take you for next time I need to buy a new car.
So I was really excited about that because, you can get a $30,000 truck, but that's money that's, allocated to that. This is like I paid off, I got the truck for $1,200, true story. A really good friend of mine, it's done, and it sits there, and it works when it needs to work.
Is everyone asking you to borrow your truck now?
Yeah. It's funny because I designated this truck Dan. The guy got it from, his name is Dan Ritz. He was my master sergeant in the Marine Corps. So the truck's name is Dan the Truck.
Oh, that's
and,
awesome.
So does everyone ask you to borrow Dan?
Well, I offered because I figured, it's karma. I've borrowed so many people's trucks in the history of me needing one that, it's only right that I pay it forward and someone needs a helping hand. And it's fun having a truck. It's like having a truck as an adult. It's kind of like having an awesome radio flyer wagon as a kid. You're like the cool kid on the block, and everybody wants to play with your wagon,
Awesome.
That is so good.
So what kinds of stuff have you thrown in there?
Everything. Well, some things I probably shouldn't say, but when you go to the rental store, there's nothing you can't put in back there, and you don't have to get a truck that's super high end or it's a six cylinder, and it's a manual transmission, and it does everything I needed to do. I filled it up with sod just the other day. I've done tree limbs where I've cleared out the trees and got rid of them. Dirt. Moving, it's really useful for moving stuff. You can sleep in the back if you go camping, since you're not all on the ground. It doesn't get the gas mileage, but you're not using it every day. I think when you get to the older model trucks that are used, whether you want to get like a Ranger size or a compact truck versus a full size, quarter ton truck, they're about the same price, I think, after a couple miles. I don't think, for me, a new truck isn't worth it because I don't spend that much time, and it just kind of serves my purpose. This truck is kind of like in retirement, like putting a horse out to stud. He did it for 10 years as a work truck. Now it's a sometimes old truck.
Oh, I love it. I'm so glad you called. Thanks so much, Nick.
What a great story.
Take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Do you have an overwhelming home renovation project on your hands? Replace your pry bar and sledgehammer with the new Little Red All-Steel Demolition Tool that delivers maximum power and precision with little effort. Reach into tight corners and beat around sensitive areas while simultaneously removing staples, small and large nails, and screws. Use the Little Red for endless demolition projects, including prying tiles, flooring, trim, drywall, siding, cabinets, panels, roofing, and more. Save time and money. Enjoy a cold drink, not a cold sweat. Visit www.littleredripper.com to solve your demolition puzzle.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
You're inside my fix-it-up life with my romantic husband.
And there's no romance. It's a truck show. Oh, you know what? If we had a bench seat in our truck, I would have you sit next to me so I could put my arm around you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. I remember bench seats. My girlfriend Jill, growing up, her dad had a truck with a bench seat, and I remember riding in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back when kids actually rode in the front seat.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, that truck didn't have a back seat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when kids rode in the front seat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would put my arm around you, and we would ride on down the road.
Oh, honey, I would wear my red high-heel shoes, too.
Sweet.
I know.
Like it.
And we would go get a beer.
Yeah, we'd definitely get a beer.
Oh, yeah, draft beer.
Draft
Probably
beer.
A Budweiser.
From the tap, the king of beers.
The king of beers, yeah. You know, my dad knows all the words on the Budweiser can. He can recite them for you.
Beechwood aged for 36 minutes.
I don't really know what the whole thing is. We'll have to go get one and read it together.
It's written in calligraphy language.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk about something, right now on our program.
Okay. You need permission?
Well,
All of a sudden? I do. Okay.
You're all powerful right now talking about trucks and driving down the road, and I want to ask if it's okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, our friends from Fix My Hog.
Yes.
You know, put us in mind of, you know, the whole Harley hauling thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're wrenching a Harley Davidson, you gotta have it. Gotta have Fix My Hog. You just have to.
Yes.
It's all the way there.
Yes.
Okay. Next.
Next.
Okay. Advertising for advertising.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, what is the punchline here?
Oh, the punchline is that,
you've pointed at a piece of paper.
No, I
already
know
the punchline.
What's the punchline?
Okay,
Mark?
The punchline is the most capable Harley Davidson Ford F-150 branded truck ever. The 2011 HD Ford F-150 is the most powerful and most capable model in the history of the collaboration. 411 horsepower, 434 pound-feet of torque, and up to 9,300 pounds of towing capacity, plus a luscious interior.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, crew cab, we're going to have to ask Doug about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a beautiful truck. Powerhouse for 2011. And when Fix My Hog found out we were doing the truck show, they said, hey, dude, you want to talk about this?
Totally. Yeah. I think it's an awesomely cool thing.
So we got off track and talked about Fix My Hog.
We kind of did. But, you know, like, we were at their modeling show recently, and they had one of those souped-up trucks there, the DeWalt truck.
They're called concept trucks.
Concept trucks.
Yes.
The concept truck for DeWalt, which is, like, you know, guys are just, like, all over this truck. Like, it's gorgeous looking.
I walked by with a couple carpenters, and Ford keeps coming up. I mean, you can't make this up.
It's the same face that Jack makes when he sees a truck going down the street. Is, you know, the same face that grown men make when they look at the concept truck.
Yeah, it was a Ford F-350, dualies, work body, but not the work body you're thinking of. No joke, the thing had a bridge crane in the back of it.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And crew cab.
Okay.
I think we're going to have to ask Doug the difference between crew and king.
Yes.
Always get it confused.
I think he might be on the line, Mark.
Doug, are you with us?
I absolutely am, Mark.
Hey, Doug, it's Mark and Teresa here. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. And you are in Texas at the Big Ford Truck Roundup, right?
Yes, correct.
That sounds like a really cool event.
No, it's been a great week. We've been out here all week with media earlier in the week, and then yesterday we had our dealers and sales consultants for training on the new 2011 F-150. And then today we're having a consumer day, and we've got consumers out getting their first experience with all new powertrains for the 2011 F-150.
That sounds super fun.
Sweet. And where is it?
It is in Dallas, Texas, and the consumers are getting a great chance to trailer tow, do some drag racing, doing an eco challenge to see about the great fuel economy of the new 2011. So they're getting a real diverse driving experience today.
What's an eco challenge?
Well, we just have a section of a course set out where people can do some hypermiling and see how good a fuel economy these new powertrains get. But they're not just about power and towing capability and so forth, but also tremendous when it comes to fuel economy.
Wow.
I like what I hear there. I also like the fact that I've never been to one of these before where you get to, like, are you driving around in a parking lot? Is it like a dirt track? What sounds like a commercial?
Well, we have a combination. We've got some, we're in at the Texas Motor Speedway where the NASCAR races run, so we're using their parking lot to do some of the driving exercises, but we're actually going out on the highway for the eco challenge and the towing exercise. So a mix of driving experiences so customers can really get experience the truck in the real world.
Man, that is how you test drive a truck.
That's pretty fun.
Regular lamos like me have to go to the dealer and like go through the like 2 mile course they always have set up with the guy sitting next to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, you know, Mark and Teresa, for your listening audience, this is one of seven of these events that we're going to be doing nationally. And if they go to drive2011f150.com, they'll be able to see the other six locations around the country where we'll be holding these consumer drive events. And there's a schedule, and they can actually sign up right on the website. But we'll be going to Baltimore and Houston and Orlando and Atlanta and Los Angeles. So your listeners, if they're interested and they happen to be in those areas, can go and sign up.
Wow.
Okay, one, we'll see you in Baltimore.
We will.
Two, and make an extra space for us. Two,
okay.
The drive2011f150.com. There's no hyphen in the F-150?
No, it's just all F-150. Yep.
Oh, okay, cool.
Very cool. I love that you guys are going around the country with this event. Is this something that you do every year?
Well, we're doing it because this is an all-new truck. It's not something that we do every year, and this is actually a first event of this scale. It's quite a large undertaking, as you can imagine, to take this whole tour around the country. We've got large displays, vehicle displays, and, you know, on the consumer days, we have entertainment for the kids, and we have a dynamometer that we're running a truck on to show its capability. We have fun house for the kids. We got a whole, you know, bunch of activities going on here, so it's quite an undertaking to take it around the country.
Very cool.
Sweet.
I want to ask some questions about truck buying. Is that okay, Mark?
You can ask me. I know all the answers, but I suppose we'll let Doug
I'm going to actually ask Doug because he's the expert. Now, I'm curious about, you know, what are people looking for a new truck these days? Are they looking for all the bells and whistles and all the fancy stuff that, you know, I would suspect that car buyers are looking for? Are they looking for something that just, you know, that is, you know, gets the job done?
Well, first of all, with pickup trucks, what separates them from cars and SUVs and crossovers is the pickup is a tool. And for some people, it's a tool for their occupation. If you're a tradesman, a plumber, a carpenter, et cetera, you're counting on the tool to help you get your job done. For other people, their lifestyle is such that they're a boater, a camper, a fisherman, and they have a trailering need in many cases. And so the truck is a tool to support their lifestyle. So capability and performance rank right at the top of their list of purchase reasons. And then all the normal things that people look for in terms of obviously high quality, affordable and good value and those kinds of things. And then what's really entered into the truck buyers' mindset more here in the last few years is fuel economy. Fuel economy never used to be in the top 10 of purchase reasons, and now it's well within the top 10, and that's why we feel so good about this new 2011 F-150, because we're gonna offer customers a no-compromise solution. We're going to be best-in-class in capability in terms of trailer towing and payload, best-in-class in terms of performance and horsepower and torque, and best-in-class in fuel economy. So we really feel like we've got the bases covered.
Wow. Now, is there anything new or special or surprisingly different in the fuel economy segment of that incredible list you just gave?
Well, absolutely. All these, the 2011 F-150 has four brand new engines. This is the most extensive powertrain makeover in the 62-year history of the F-Series pickup. And we've never changed over the entire lineup all at one time. And each one of these engines is going to be best in class in fuel economy, headlined by the EcoBoost engine, which you may have heard because we have the EcoBoost engine in some of our other vehicles like the Taurus and the Flex. And so we're bringing EcoBoost to F-150, and it is an amazing engine. 3.5 liters in displacement, generates 365 horsepower, 420 pound-feet of torque, and we haven't released the fuel economy numbers yet. They'll be coming here in a few weeks, but people will be blown away when they hear the fuel economy. So it is a tremendous powertrain. All of these are come standard with 6-speed automatic transmission. So it's all about powertrains with this 2011.
Wow.
Very cool.
Wow. Because in the last, whatever, I'm kind of making this up a little, but last decade or so, it's been all of the things have just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, more powerful, and now we're talking about power and efficiency.
Yeah, and that's really what we believe is the ultimate and the win scenario for us is that customers obviously don't want to make a compromise if they don't have to. So if you can deliver the capability in terms of horsepower and torque and towing and payload, and you can give them best-in-class fuel economy, it's sort of a no-brainer.
Now, I want to ask you about the hybrid technology, and if it's, what's your take on the truck industry and using hybrid? Is it something because what I've read and what I've heard is that it's just not something that the truck buyer is interested in right now.
Well, Teresa, let me give you from the Ford perspective. At the moment, it doesn't look like there's much of a future for hybrid, primarily because the hybrid powertrain requires significant compromises in towing capability and payload capability, in addition to being very expensive. General Motors offers a hybrid in the Silverado and Sierra today, but they've had it for, I think, 2 or 3 years now, and it accounts for less than 1% of their volume. So
wow.
The customer response has not been very strong, again, because of those compromises and how expensive it is. As a contrast, the EcoBoost technology that I talked to you about is going to deliver hybrid-like fuel economy, but the EcoBoost is going to have a much lower price, a much lower acquisition price than a hybrid. Most hybrid powertrains are about $5,000 premium over normal gas engine. So
wow.
We think we've got a better formula with the EcoBoost.
Well, we're going to have to definitely come down to Baltimore and check it out when you guys go out there for the Big Ford Truck Roundup.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We would love to have you. It'd be a great opportunity to get you in the truck and experiencing all four of these powertrains. They're, again, this is unprecedented in our industry to have four powertrains this capable and this fuel efficient all coming in at the same time.
Oh, this is great. I'm also going to bring a tent and a sleeping bag so I can sleep in one.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to be separated from the trucks for very long.
And neither does our two-year-old probably either. Thank you so much, Doug. And we'll be back in just a minute with more
My Fix-It-Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
My Fix It Up Life, and you're inside the last segment of our program.
Doesn't mean we're not going to do one next week, but it does mean this one's coming to an end.
It does.
Stay with us. Stay with us.
Well,
see it through.
I've got a really awesome thing to share with you called Awesome Wheels. Now, Awesome Wheels, you may say, I've never heard of that, Teresa.
I've got to stop you right there for our listeners who are think we're making this up.
Oh, no, we are not making this up.
We're not making up the phone call. We're not making up what Teresa's going to say. This all just was this perfect storm of trucks leading up to this show.
Exactly. Now, you may say, what's Awesome Wheels, Teresa?
Oh, wait a minute. In fact, JT, could you say it in, like, radio voice?
What am I saying?
What's Awesome Wheels?
Teresa, what's Awesome Wheels?
Well, JT, I'm glad you asked. Awesome Wheels is the truck magazine by Lexi, our 9-year-old.
I can't wait to read that.
Well, you know, I had to sign a contract to sign up for this particular magazine subscription. And the first year is free.
Yes.
But every year after that, it's 5 cents per year. And if you want to sign up for this magazine, you can go to myfixituplife.com and click on Lexi.
Yes, Lexi.
And write her a note and say that you would like to receive this particular magazine.
Called Awesome Wheels.
Awesome Wheels. Now, the magazine contains information about wheels, types of trucks, colors, and more. And she created this for Jack's birthday, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. So
yes.
This is a birthday present for her 2-year-old brother.
Yes.
Which is such a cool thing. And she says that she actually wrote this out. This is going to be her blog that's going to post later on today. Because he loves wheels, and he's seen him love trucks from home to the car. So not only at home, but when he's riding in the car. And she has information about monster trucks, regular trucks, motorcycle wheels, too, and obstacles. And she created it for people to have fun reading it.
Awesome.
Yes. And, and she has some articles that are going to be coming out this year, too.
The table of contents, the TOC, as we call them in magazine land.
Yes. And I'm not going to divulge what those articles are right here on the radio because, you know, I want you to go online on myfixituplife.com and check it out on her blog.
Yeah.
But if you want to subscribe to the magazine, don't forget to go to myfixituplife.com and click on Lexi. And she has a couple of tips for places where you can watch trucks and see awesome wheels.
Where are these?
And they include the Monster Jam.
Well, page 1.
Construction sites.
Page 2.
And from your own front porch.
Page 3. Those are all true facts.
Now, let's just get back to the part where I had to actually sign a contract.
Yeah.
I had to initial it in several places. I had to sign it and you know, say that I would spend the 5 cents per year for Jack's subscription to this magazine.
The world's cutest person.
Yes, Lexi.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. I am so proud of her. And, you know,
she made it up on her own.
We were talking about Jack's birthday or something like that, and she said, you know what?
Yes.
How about a magazine for Jack called Awesome Wheels? And then she just
laid it all out. Created several of the pages for the magazine. She's illustrating the whole thing and spending a lot of time on it. And, you know, I just think it's awesome as parents to see her use her creativity and actually create something like this. So we're going to scan in the pages and actually give it out to Jack and his friends, too.
Yes.
But
the first year's free.
And then they have to pay.
We might want to look into pricing strategies for her. In as much as she's 9 years old, she might not really get the whole value of cash dollars. versus the amount of work that
you're trying to make money off of your daughter?
I just don't want to see her lose any
cash.
She's
not losing any cash. She's nine.
5 cents for a year?
What are her expenses?
Just trying to... Notebook paper.
That we buy. You know, colored pencils that we buy. What are her expenses?
One of the pages I saw, she's got spring wheels... for one obstacle,
yes.
Spike wheels for another obstacle,
yes.
Which I don't know what the obstacles are. It's fantastic. It's just great. And she's taking it from zero to completion.
She totally is. And it's very exciting. We love it.
We are very proud of her.
Yeah. So on the way to the radio show today, we were riding in the car, and Mark was pointing out all the places, too, that you can view trucks.
That's right.
Yes.
The rental yard.
Yes.
The bulldozer sales yard.
Yes.
The road.
Yes.
The hospital.
Yes.
The
truck dealership.
The truck dealership.
Yes.
The construction site.
Yes.
Apparently they're building some kind of mall on the way between our house and here. Huge construction site.
It's pretty exciting, I have to say.
And they got all the giant steamrollers and front-end loaders and excavators, big old dump trucks. I want a dump truck like you read about, by the way.
I do know that you want a dump truck like you read about.
I'm sick of unloading my trailer. I mean, I still got roof shingles in there from the last roof project we did. I don't want to unload it. I want to back into the dump area, press a button, and have it all come out in one second.
I have to say that going to the actual dump within the truck and unloading everything, I've been with Mark, and I personally don't do the unloading.
You might have noticed. She does the high heel wearing.
I do.
I do the trash unloading.
You would like to wear the high heels, you know, we'll talk.
That's private.
But driving into the whole scene, and, you know, you have all of these ginormous trucks there.
It's not a very large place in terms of acreage.
No.
But there's tractor trailers, there's
dumpster trucks. You drive into the dump, you weigh your whole thing.
Yeah, you go on a giant truck scale.
And then you go and you get waved into whichever...
garage bay.
That you have to back into.
Uh-huh.
And then inside of the whole scene is the crane, the...
It's a 50,000-pound excavator.
It's insane.
With a jaw on it that... It's bigger than the...
It looks like it could lift up, like, I don't know.
It opens up wider than 10 feet.
Yeah, it's enormous.
Yeah. I think just the jaw of it weighs more than my truck.
Probably. But then he's sorting, the guy operating that is sorting out all of the different things. And he's got a bin for all the metal recyclables that he's putting everything in. And then, the other area for everything else.
Then every now and again, a skid steer just whips by with a bucket full of stuff. There's guys all over the place ripping stuff to pieces and sort of helping you unload, but not really. It's chaos in there.
It's organized chaos. It's very exciting to be there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the air is literally solid with dust flying through it.
Well, and the metal recycling place, too, is an exciting place to go, but it feels a little bit more dangerous.
Yeah, that place feels like there could be some stuff going on at night in there.
Yeah. Well, we've got to give away our prize today, Mark.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, we're giving away a case of leather care gel from Blue Magic.
And go to BlueMagicUSA.com. Click on their videos. Watch the stuff work. It's me in the video. And I'm telling you, this isn't an ad. They don't give us money. I'm telling you, this stuff works.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah, and he really can't believe it. He's very skeptical about anything that anyone says is going to, like, work.
Hey, remodel your bathroom, 1, 2, 3. No, that's not how it works, okay?
But this does clean up your leather very well. And, you know, we got some good entries, but...
I didn't even know you were going to say but.
We were talking to a gentleman earlier in the program. Nick was talking about his truck.
Yes.
And Mark.
Who deserves it more than him?
Who deserves it more than
him?
The
guy bought a truck to do home improvement. It's a great story.
Well, and he's protecting us.
In Is he? Yes. Oh, as a U.S. Marine.
Yeah. Hello.
Duh.
Marine, like, much?
Is he plowing our driveway? Where? How?
Yes. He's plowing our driveway right now because it snowed.
Yeah. Maybe he can mow the grass, perhaps.
No.
No, that's true. And was it his Master Sergeant Dan?
His Master Sergeant Dan.
Which I don't know if we can get the blue magic to.
And his truck named Dan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're either getting it for Nick and or Dan. And or Dan the vehicle.
I think we're going to give it to Dan the vehicle.
Let's give it to Dan the vehicle.
Yes. I think that would be very good.
So
congratulations, Dan the Ford truck. You just won. You're the first inanimate object that has won on My Fix It Up Live. And on next week's program, Mark.
Yes, next week's
program. We are designed to partay.
Bring the action.
We are talking to Design Sponges founder Grace Bonney. And wait a second.
I got to stop, right? What is a design sponge?
Design Sponge is a website, blog, and Grace Bonney has 60,000 daily readers of Design Sponge.
Wow.
Our neighbor Aaron.
Yeah.
Huge fan, out of her mind about this show that's coming up.
Sweet.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She turned me on to Design Sponge a few years ago.
Okay.
And she has 90,000 Twitter followers, too.
Wow.
We have, like, 9,000.
Oh, we got to get up in the rankings.
So, you know, maybe we should find out from her how do we go from 9 to 90,000.
Well, maybe we should name it My Fix It Up Sponge.
But Design Sponge was declared Martha Stewart Living for Millennials. Pretty cool, right?
Millennials. I think I'm a millennial. And if I knew what it was, I'd definitely be one.
Yes, by New York Times a couple years ago. So that's pretty cool. And you know what we're giving away to clean up after your partay?
What is it?
Blue Magic Carpet Stain and Spot Cleaner. A whole case of it.
Again.
So you can have a wild frat-like party.
Yeah, kegger.
A total kegger.
Now, if I just talk to Grace Bonney and start saying kegger, am I even in the conversation anymore?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. Don't embarrass me next week, Mark.
I won't.
And don't forget to go online to myfixitoplife.com. Click on free stuff. See all the cool prizes we have up for grabs. All you have to do is email us, post a message on Facebook, or send us a tweet of why you want to win one of the prizes up for grabs.
Yep.
Most entertaining reason wins every week.
The address is info@myfixitoplife.com.
And we're myfixitoplife on Twitter and on Facebook.
Yeah, and don't forget to check us out online at myfixituplife.com.
All the cool hot interviews that we've done with hot celebrities like Mike Holmes, Christopher Lowell, and Paige Hammett.
Yes.
You know what you should do next week?
What should you do next week, my love?
I think you should tune in and listen to
My Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
By nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you their exclusive homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. They also offer natural aromatherapy oil, perfumes, and soy candles. All of Green Street Luxury products are made with natural oils and ingredients, and most of their products are vegan or vegetarian friendly. Green Street Luxuries keeps packaging simple to keep the price down for you and to stay environmentally friendly. Their containers are recyclable, renewable, and sustainable. And they donate 5% of annual sales to local charities. Healthy skin, environmentally friendly, and affordable. Why not try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. That's greenstreetlux.com.
You're listening to 1520 AM WCAG Westchester. Heard worldwide at WCAG1520.com.